Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And oh, my God, Rhea. What a week this is going to be. Are you excited, Rhea?
Yes, very.
What a week. Jonesy is here. Jonesy, what a week this is going to be.
It's a great week. It's been a good weekend as well.
It's
a good time in sports right now.
All right. So just so you know, let me play something for you first, and then I want to set the tone for the next 4 days in this studio as all four of our teams attempt to make wheeling and dealing, big moves, changing rosters, all that. Let's start with what happened. If you missed the end of the Phillies game, here it is.
Here's the pitch. Kutch swings, hits it in the air to right. It's deep. Soto looking up. He's looking up, and it is gone!
Yes.
The Phillies have won it as Andrew McCutchen, an opposite field walk-off homer! 6-5 the final as Kutch has won it!
All right, as that's happening, what is a fan thinking, Jonesy? Let me help you.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. Ah, we are buyers.
Yep, buyers for more than one player.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they're going to get three players.
Three?
Half starter, three. Closer.
Yep, and a hitter.
Three players.
Yeah, they're going to.
Between now and Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yep, have to. They have to.
Hey, we're above 500,
right,
buddy.
Hold on. Do you have a source here, or are you just pulling this out of your rear end?
Well, they got a guy that's very active. They got a guy that knows what's going on. All you have to do is watch the team and know one guy ain't going to. It's pointless to go get one guy.
All right, so hold on. I really want to start with Deshaun Watson, but
yep.
Now you've kind of Al. So do you think that Spencer Howard breaking down with another finger problem in the fourth inning or whatever the hell he left
it? It was too hot.
It was too, whatever it is. This is one of these guys. I can't stand that type of player, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could see the talent. It's right there. But he's always got a problem.
Always.
So, Al, when you see that, when you see Vinny Velo get tattooed, Matt Moore stinks.
And he's pitching tonight.
Right. But don't you say to yourself, we got to at least get a starting pitcher. No?
Yeah.
And then you look at the back end of the bullpen. I got to get a closer, no?
Yeah, there's two.
But now you want a hitter.
Yes.
Yeah, a bench. Yeah, because, yeah, I need a utility kind of a guy to come in.
For Didi?
Al Morganti. Yeah. Are you all in?
Oh, yeah.
Al's on it. He's all in. All right, let me test you in the Philadelphia Eagles. Because what's going on there.
Oh, jeez.
And I got to tell you, lately I have been putting more stock in the actual internet polls we do.
Yeah.
Like 61% told me to retire. I'm taking that seriously. All right? and then they named the greatest caller of all time, Shirley. Great decision.
Well done.
That's a good job by them as well. And yesterday, Rhea, could you repeat for me what that reply? This is Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
He's an all-star. He's a quarterback.
Top
in
five.
A football city. Yep. And everybody's not sure about Jalen Hurts. You can get a star quarterback. What was the vote?
It was. Would you trade 3 first round picks for Deshaun Watson? And it was 81% said no, almost 6,000 voted.
And you know what I say to you? God bless every one of you. Because you understand that Deshaun Watson does not belong in the city of Philadelphia. Jonesy, you want this guy?
Not for 3 first round picks.
You want this guy?
Not for his character.
Hold on. There's a lot to deal with here. Let's start with the fact that last night, 2 more women, in the middle of the night,
wow,
2 women woke up and they must have had a bad dream. And they went, oh, wait a minute. I gave him a massage and he was improper to me as well. So now there are 24 women.
Wow.
There are 10 official criminal charges against Deshaun Watson. Same MO. He would book somebody for a massage. They would come to the massage. They would begin massaging. He would begin removing clothing. He would begin exposing body parts. Mm-hmm. He would begin making improper requests. Then odd other stuff would go on that I cannot say because we are not on satellite radio.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. It's sexual assault.
Yes.
It is. There's all sorts of different charges you can make. There are 10 criminal charges, and the NFL is investigating this man, and I want him. I want this guy. I want this guy.
And you want to give up 3 first-round picks.
And then you got the 3 first-rounders.
Well, Ange, everything you just said, all of the stuff, you know, besides the fact that you might not want a guy who could be a creep as your starting quarterback.
Could be.
Anything between now and a year from now could come out that's way worse than any of this.
Absolutely.
It's
once a creep, always a creep. This is the Rhea, this is the outer edge of his creepism. I do not want this, but why do we keep bringing in horrible people?
We don't always bring in horrible people.
Oh, do we?
Well, he's here.
Yeah, and they I would like him not to be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Anyway, let me give you the latest on what's going on with Deshaun Watson, because we as a city have an opportunity here to say something. And today would be a good day to do it because Deshaun has reported to training camp. Today, I think they're actually out on the field for the first time. The Eagles are on the field tomorrow. They report later today.
Nice.
All this stuff is about to gear up. And the last thing, I'll just said it before. Oh, good. I'm starting a new camp with new coaches and a lot of new players. And why don't I bring a problem right in at the beginning and have this cloud hang over my team?
That's a really fair point.
Is that something I need to do?
It is something to consider.
So anyway, let's start with Ian Rappaport. He is a terrific reporter. He gets a lot of the latest. Here is exactly what's going on at the moment with Deshaun Watson.
The team is now willing to at least receive and return phone calls to discuss a potential mega deal involving Watson. So guys, what would it take? It would take 3 first-round picks and more, which, of course, you're talking about, obviously, the off-the-field issues, but a star quarterback in the NFL, the price is high.
All right, I have my own sources on this. It is 3 first-round picks, and the more is 3 additional massages. Mm. All right? Mm. You want massage-y?
You're trying to stand on some moral high ground, and you just went there.
Well, I went there because I'm trying to point out the absurdity of the situation. It's absurd that they want 3 ones and more.
Well, that's absurd.
Give me a. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's absurd for them to think that they could get that.
No, do you understand? He's devalued because of these criminal charges. Do you understand he's devalued because he very well could not play this year?
The amazing thing is he can't. The cases aren't going to court until next year, so you could have this hanging over your head all year.
Who wants that? Is there 215? There's somebody out there that wants it.
Of course there is. Always is.
There were 19% yesterday, right? 215-592-9494. I'm going to put a pause right here on the conversation to offer you what we have today, because I don't know if there's a tougher ticket in entertainment today. And I'm going to tell you,
is.
Because this gentleman is the hottest comic I can ever recall, certainly since Kevin Hart appeared at Lincoln Financial Field a couple of years ago, all right? I have a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. Nobody does this tour at the Wells Fargo Center on November 24th. That sounds like it's around Thanksgiving. Tickets go on sale to the public Friday. They will be available for about a minute and a half. That's 20,000 tickets
gone.
To see a comedian.
Wow.
July 30th, that's Friday. That's when you can get the tickets. Go to WellsFargoCenter.com. He is a sensation among sensations.
I had never seen a show till a couple months ago. Somebody told me, and I wound up watching two specials.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
He's really
funny. He is the thing, though. All right? Prior to that, he's going to be at Borgata in a couple of weeks. Al, before the COVID virus pandemic, he had scheduled 12 shows at the event center, four per weekend for three successive weekends.
Wow.
They had to cancel the shows because of the pandemic.
Yep.
Now it's on the other end of it, and they're reopening this stuff. And the 12 shows resold out faster than originally, and they added a 13th and 14th show. Sebastian Maniscalco tickets are impossible to get. I begged them to give them to me over at Borgata, and I've worked there for 17 years, Al. I've worked at Borgata for 17 years.
Did they get them?
Finally. Took a while.
It was a grind.
You were begging like a...
I was pathetic.
It was embarrassing, actually.
And you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I know no shame. I have no shame.
It's really amazing.
I'm shameless.
On a daily basis.
All right. Anyway, you will win two tickets to see this show. Even if you want to sell them, they're worth thousands. All right? But anyway, it's Sebastian Maniscalco. That's one of our prizes today. Four pack of tickets of Phillies Mets on Saturday, August 7th. How great is that game? It's the Wall of Fame weekend. Manny Trio will be on it.
Nice.
I got a $50 Visa gift card. That's our third prize today. And a pair of tickets to attend Eagles practice on August 8th. Tickets are now available. You can get them $10. And the proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. And you will actually get to see the first public practice under new head coach Nick Sirianni. Get your tickets. It's Eagles.com. All right, here's what we're doing. Because, Al, Sebastian Maniscalco are the tickets today.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe my favorite comic when I was a kid passed away over the weekend. Jackie Mason.
There's a fly in my soup.
What's that?
Is that his joke?
No, it's not this.
It's not funny.
And your delivery was awful.
There's a fly in my soup.
Do you understand?
Out of that.
The man was a performer for 70 years.
What's it doing in my soup? Backstroke.
70 years. And the homage he hears from up in heaven right now is you saying something stupid with no cake.
What's the fly doing in my soup? The backstroke.
It's a Al. I know Joe Conklin, who is here today, will be in to do an homage to him.
Yeah. Can he replace Al for that stupid?
That is, Al, please don't paint the memory of a great comic.
What's the fly doing in my soup?
It's still not funny.
Would you stop?
Try it again in an hour, okay?
Would you stop? You can't tell jokes.
You're not funny.
That's a special talent to tell a joke.
Well, maybe it's the breaststroke.
Jonesy, how can you know when somebody's a horrible joke
when
teller?
They tell you I have a great joke?
It's never a great joke. Never.
Do not tell it if you think you have to say, I have a great joke for you.
To win one of our four astounding prizes today, all you have to do is name the greatest stand-up comic ever.
Ah.
And the judge will not be Joe Conklin because he's coming in at 6:50 as Serious Joe.
Ugh.
And he will explain the five greatest stand-up comics of his lifetime. And he knows them all, and he knows why they're great.
Okay.
The judge today will be the daughter of a great stand-up comic, Miss Ava Graham.
Ah.
Mrs. Ava Graham, whatever she
goes
by.
No, that's...
That's how you get it. All right, back to Deshaun Watson, all right? And you are... Blinds are open. You can get on right now. So call 215-592-9494. A couple of more things to consider. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network is dealing with this story as well. And he's talking about whether or not Deshaun Watson will even be able to play. Here's what he said yesterday.
Look, we're conducting our investigation, but we haven't reached any conclusions right now. We don't have reasonable evidence or reason to believe that something occurred at this point, so we're not going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list.
So he's available now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 24 women out there making official legal statements and are going to end up in court with this guy.
Yeah.
These are 10 of them are already official criminal complaints with jail time assigned to them. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Now the final twist. So Deshaun Watson, he's in Houston, and the big name attorney in Houston is a man named Rusty Harden.
I remember.
Roger Clemens, right?
Yeah. A very slick type.
Yes.
All right. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if it's that's good or bad, but he's a slickster. And he's got that Texas drawl going. And quite frankly, I find him annoying. But anyway, so listen to this. So Watson comes out and he goes, listen, yes, I will deal individually with these women for civil complaints. They're going to try to get my money. That's probably what they're in it for, that right. kind of thing. Under one undebatable condition.
Mm-hmm.
No non-disclosure agreement. I want every allegation in public. Well, wow, that sounds like a fun fall for me. Wouldn't you enjoy an autumn, Al, with fine massage revelations?
So he's trying to prove that he didn't.
He's going to try to. So the Eagles acquire him, and now woman after woman comes out with her story, and we got it.
Well, you know what that's also designed to do?
What?
It's also designed to get some women to back off because they don't want that stuff out in public.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I mean,
but the fact is, power in numbers. They're all together. Just do it. This is the bottom line. This is Bill Cosby again. 24 women are not going to get together and make up a story. Bill Cosby roofied those women.
Right.
Regardless of the fact he got out on a technicality after serving 2.5 years of prison.
Yeah, no, I
and understand. This guy, there's no way on earth he did not act inappropriately and illegally.
No,
he did it.
No, I'm sure.
I don't want him.
I'm sure that he's going to ask them to disclose everything. And one of the disclosures will probably be did women A call women B and tell him what he did, and then did you ask him to come over?
They compared notes. No,
well,
here's
no.
that. I already read. I already know one of the arguments.
Yeah.
A few of them, after being accosted, went back. They did go back for whatever their reasoning was. And that they always use that, like, well, that he mustn't have done anything.
Well, wouldn't you use it?
I would not use it.
Stop.
And I'm going to tell you why I wouldn't use it.
What the hell?
Because none of this behavior is something I would sink to. It's pathetic, and I don't want my sports heroes doing that.
That's the
issue.
The bottom line is
I don't want to see him on the field with an Eagles uniform.
I said this
to
you. If this was the Cowboys or the Giants or Washington doing it, we would be crushing them on a daily basis.
Best point of the morning. You're 100% right. If the Cowboys would do it, I'd be going nuts. If Andy Reid would do it, I would be, my head would be popping. I would have veins popping out of my head.
Well, he would be doing it if he didn't have a quarterback right now.
Listen closely.
Right.
Do not do it. Now, I'm going to start today in a dramatic way.
What is it?
I have a leader in the community. In fact, she was named as a potential great caller. Her name is Principal Patty.
She is
a principal of an elementary school with a little kids. Do you think, Al, does she want to see little kids with a Deshaun Watson jersey coming into school?
No, probably not.
I think it's Catholic school. I don't think they allow that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Principal Patty is out of line.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Patty, do you want this
guy? How are you?
I'm great. Patty, you were in the top 60. People love you.
I have to pull over right now. I am so humbled.
Well,
I can't believe that.
Those kids singing. People love that stuff, Patty. And
we want to do it in September. Is that okay?
Hello. Yes,
all
of
right.
course that's okay.
Okay.
But Patty,
we're a huge Eagles fan.
But here's the thing, Patty. I need you to lead me off today saying this is bad for the youths of America.
Yeah, it is very bad for the youth of America. It is very bad for the youth of America. I mean, what do we? These guys are role models. Reggie White came into my classroom and he said, whether they want to be or not, they're role models.
Yes.
He said, so I tell them to be good ones.
So why would you want to bring that into our city? He's a good player.
Yeah.
He may end up in jail for his best years. I don't want him here.
No, we could do much better than that.
Am I right?
We need Sarianos. He's a wonderful guy.
All right. He seems like a nice guy.
Coach, He's fabulous. My nephew got married down the shore a couple weekends ago.
Right.
And he was there with his family. What a quality person.
It's beautiful.
Kind, down to earth. I mean, we need to get behind him and rally, and our Eagles are going to be great.
All right, Patty, speaking
so
for your children in your school, are you stating that those little kids do not want this creep, Deshaun Watson, here in Philadelphia? Is that what I'm hearing?
We can do better than that. We need better role models. The kids look up to these guys like they're gods.
Exactly.
They wear the jerseys. They walk around. They emulate them. We need to do better.
It's beautifully said. Patty, thank you for helping me with this very important story today. You're awesome.
But now I want a chance for all these beautiful prizes.
Yes, sure. Name me a great stand-up comedian.
You know what? There are too many, and laughter is so important today, but I'm going to go with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is excellent.
I saw him. I will say this. His show was very successful. I saw him in stand-up once. Not funny.
All right. Now,
I saw his movie.
I saw his stand-up a couple of times. Funny. But not as funny as his TV show.
Yes.
TV show was so great that he could not possibly meet your expectations.
I think you're right.
Live.
That's probably why.
His TV show, all these years later, Josie, yeah, still plays great.
Well, doesn't Larry David have a lot to do with that?
A lot to do with it.
Because I watched his.
It.
He had a documentary going on the road and doing the comedy shows and that. I watched that. It was a movie. And it wasn't that great.
But there's one other thing you have to understand about this nomination made by Principal Patty. Once again, High Road Patty. Seinfeld does not work dirty.
That's true.
He does not use bad language. He does not tell inappropriate stories. Deshaun Watson would not enjoy him.
Correct.
Right? And there's one other thing to consider, Josie. This may be a little over the top, but consider it. What do they do in their little elementary schools? They do show and tell.
Yeah.
So what if one little kid comes in with baby oil, and he said, I'm here to honor Deshaun Watson?
That wouldn't be great.
Is that bad?
That's bad.
Now we have an awkward moment in kindergarten.
Yeah. Not as awkward as this.
In the words of Lamont, that is bad.
You are out of your mind this morning.
I'm not out of my mind. I'm attempting to illustrate the allegations
against Deshaun Watson.
But
you should not marry those two together.
Let's not highlight
him. Did he have massages? Did they use baby oil? What part of this is inaccurate? I am here
to
depict.
What part of it is inappropriate?
Pretty much all of it.
Oh, I'm inappropriate?
Yeah, you just were.
Maybe what you need to do is talk to Deshaun Watson, because that's inappropriate. I am just shrapnel. I'm shrapnel. I am just.
You're everywhere.
I'm a victim of his stupidity. That's all I am. 215-592-9494. We come back, Al. We will tackle the Phillies, because guess what they want to do? Now, what do they want to do?
Everything.
What did they want to do?
I mean, the one thing I can...
No, let's make
this.
A deal.
Let's make a deal.
215.
Kyle
Joe Wechter's off.
Pressure on the
court. No, this is going to go well.
Kyle Quinn's here, and it's not going well. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time coming up. At 6:20.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.